safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
People are texting me. People are calling me. It's a whole bunch of shit going on over here my way. It's been kind of a hectic day for me, man. Anyway, welcome to the show. We're in the building, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. Of course, hit us up on the internet live, blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Once again, welcome. Let's get into it, man. Episode 371, Killer Kill. Anyway. So you know how this works. People send us music. We play it. People vote. That's it. It's not rocket science. That's the short, condensed version. The long version is, this is our music review, all right? This is what artists vie for their shot to get in rotation onto the Subway, our All Music Indie playlist, all right? A couple things I need to add, a couple things I need to make clear. This show doesn't cost anybody money to send music into K100 Internet Radio. It's free. But you are expected to follow the rules, do what you need to do to get your music in rotation when it includes following us on Twitter so we can retweet it out. And all that kind of stuff right there. You feel me? So, that being said, if I send you an email, and in the email it says one thing, and you don't do it, I don't want to hear you bitching and complaining when you're not getting played. And that's across the board. Matter of fact, if you're not following instructions, you won't even fucking know when I play your music. Would you now? Especially if you don't listen to the show. So, that's all I'm going to say about that. Because the rest of it, I really don't give a fuck. So, want to make sure I made that perfectly clear to anybody who may need to know that information, who may need to be listening. And you ain't follow me back on Twitter. You don't listen to the show. And all that kind of stuff. You don't participate. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm telling you to follow me back on Twitter for a reason. So when I play it and I mention you in Twitter, you can say, oh, he just played my joint. So you know when you're getting played. So if you don't fucking know when you're getting played as an artist, don't fucking say you ain't getting played because you don't fucking know what you're talking about because your ass ain't fucking listening. And that goes for management and representation and whoever the fuck else in your camp. Now, moving right along. Episode 371. Politics my ass. The fuck you talking about, nigga? Anyway, here we go. So, 347-934-0966. That's number dot this show. We got some new music sent in today, all right? I try to get this off my chest. You know what I'm saying? You're going to understand who the fuck they're dealing with. Like, I don't really give a fuck. It's a simple instruction. Follow me on Twitter. Pretty sure I said it in that same email that I sent out to every fucking body else. You think they accepted to the rules and shit around here? Nope. Anyway, let me stop. So here we go, man. We at Illa Kill. Another episode. We're going to break some music. We're going to give some artists a chance to get put into rotation on the show. And we're going to also give them a chance to get feedback from all across the nation by people from all across the nation about their music. You know what I'm saying? I don't decide who gets Illa Kill. You know what I'm saying? It's the people on the phone lines, all right? It's not up to me. I'm kind of like a moderator on Illa Kill. You know what I mean? Also, I'm listening myself. You know, I may give my feedback, but my vote doesn't count. So basically, all I do is play the song, and then I go to the phone lines, and I open up the phone lines and somebody says ill, and I do this. Or they say kill, and I do that. If you get more of these, then you do of these, then you go into the subway. All right? So, the people who sent me music for the night show, DZ and Devron, Peoples, Bugs Brown, Young Star, Rakim, D-Truth, BOS, or either Boss, one of the two, Jace Verse, Chop, E.T. Rich, Zay Fox, Snap Money, Dev Amil, Hustle and Flow, Duck Hunter, Fresh, Louis P, New Breed, Joe Spoon, J Streets, all those guys. That's who sent music into the show so far, all right? So we're going to go ahead and find out. Let me hit the phone line and see if anybody's checking in first. We'll give the callers and the people a minute to call into the show, you know what I'm saying, and get on the line so we can start getting some voters on here. Let me see who's on the phone line first. 267-825, what up? Who's this?
Hello?
Yo, what up?
What's up with you? This is Lace Raw, bro. How you doing?
What's going on? This is Lace. You got music in here?
Yeah, I should. You sent me the joint on the email. I've been sending it a couple of days. You know what I mean? I missed a couple shoes. I've been booked. You know what I mean? Missed a couple shoes using my top. So, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I called for first. Shout out to one of the first callers.
All right. So, what's your name again?
Lace Raw.
Oh, Lace Raw. Y'all got, man,
yeah.
You can send me songs forever and a day, man.
Yeah, my bad, man. I made you in trouble with the city, man. And I jail, man. My bad.
All right, so I probably got about, you know, I know I got at least, hold on, Lace Raw. I got Almost Home by Lace Raw. I got Brand New by Lace Raw.
You can play any of that, man. It don't even matter.
All right, so which one you want? You, it's up to you. Which one?
You can play Brand New. Like, you know, that's some club shit. You can play, I hear Brand New.
All right, well, you know what I'm saying? It's radio, so sometimes they'll kill some club shit.
I mean, Almost Home, a street banger, so, you know, whatever your choice, man, it surprised me, I guess.
Nah, it's up to you, whichever one you think is the best record, homie. Hold on a second. What the fuck is going on with my fucking internet connection? That shit just went out all the way out. Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, my internet connection just dropped all the way. I don't know what the hell was going on with that. But I play that one, then. I see the Brand New shit. All right? I play Brand New.
All right, good looking.
All right, so you'll be up first, man, since you called in first. I'm going down the line. Let me see who else checking in, all right? All
right.
All right. 410-766, what up, though?
What's going on? It's Twink. One day I'm going to actually call in at 8.
It don't matter. You calling in within the first 10 minutes. You're doing better than a lot of niggas. Lace Raw up first. All right. So, what's up, Swing? Thanks for calling the show. What number is this? I didn't know who the hell you was.
Oh, this is my house number, because my cell phone has been acting up for the past week or so.
Okay. All right. Well, we got Lace Raw. Let me see who else is checking in, because everybody pressing the number one now. I guess these are artists checking in. Let me see who's on the phone lines, all right?
Yep.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a part of the show and voting, though. All right?
No problem.
All right. That's Twinkle. She also has a blog talk station. You might want to maybe send some music over to her, too, so we'll make sure she gives out her information for the artist that's going to be on the line, all right? Let's see what it says. 757, that's a Virginia number. What up, though?
Yeah,
who's this?
Yeah. Yo, this is Chop.
Oh, Chop, what up, though? Chesapeake. I used to live up there in Norfolk. That's how I knew that.
Really?
Yeah. I used to fuck around there, you know what I'm saying, for a little minute. I used to live in Norfolk. Yeah, so I knew that 757 area code. So we got your joint. Name of your joint is called Simpler Days, right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, you'll be after Lace Raw. Let me see who else on the line. Stand by. All right?
All
right. 317-987.
Yo, what's up?
What up, though? Who's this?
Fresh in here.
Who this is?
Fresh.
Oh, okay, Fresh. We got your joint. Let's see. Let me find it. Let me see. Get Creative. That's the name of the joint that I got. Get Creative.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Definitely a club banger.
All right, homie. Well, you after first Lace Raw, then Chop, then Fresh. All right. Stand by.
Yes, sir.
All right. See who else is on. We already got enough people on the line, so we'll go ahead and start in a minute. Let's see who this is. 467. No, 678-467. What up?
What they do for a blitz? This your boy, Mr. Pills, brother, calling in. You know, showing love and support for the show. You know what I'm saying and what you're doing. You
Absolutely,
already know.
Man. Shouts out to Mr. Pills, man. He in the building. He just recently got put into rotation. He just recently got put into rotation on the show himself, man. So shouts out to the artists who call him back into the show, trying to show love and help give cats some feedback on their music after they already get put into rotation. That's big. I really like that. Appreciate that. We'll make sure you playing your music on the subway next one. I love when artists do that, and they call back in and show love to the other artists trying to get on the show. You know what I mean? I mean, I know people busy and people got shit to do, but at the same time, you know, it's real big when artists do that, man. Show that love back. Let me see who this is. 678-670. What up, though?
What's happening? It's Duck Hunter, a.k.a. Mr. Make Way.
Duck Hunter. What up, man?
Danny. Cool.
Up, man? This shit here even had a car rock.
Yo. Do I already know it?
All right, man. Shout out to the Duck Hunter. Okay, so we got Life Raw, then Chop, Fresh. Duck Hunter's checking in that order. So those are the artists who called and checked in so far, and those are the songs that we're going to be playing off the rip. All right? Thanks for calling into the show, man. Hang on. We're going to get to your music. But make sure you vote on the other callers, too, though. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, I will.
Going to be voting on your shit. Trust me. Trust me.
Appreciate you.
Let's see. One more. Let's see who this is checking in, and we'll get ready to start the show. 772-634. What up, though?
Oh, what up? Liz Mousin. I was calling for that Dre the King track. I think I just sent it to you.
Dre the King already in rotation, though.
Oh, for real? Oh, okay. Now I'll send you some more music. All right. So it's just for rotation.
Wait.
Good, but I'll stay on and listen, though.
Yeah, stay on and listen and vote. You know you got to wait because when y'all get ill, man, I got a new rule I'm trying to implement. I want y'all to wait. Like, once y'all get a song in rotation, I want y'all to wait, like, at least 60 days. That give me time to, like, play the song a couple of times. You feel me? Let people familiarize themselves. And then, because I get so much music every, like, once y'all get ill, let me play that song for like a month or two. You feel me? Before you send me something else. You know what I'm saying? Because then people be like, what song is that? Is that the same person? It's kind of like radio. It's kind of like you want me to keep playing that same one for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
All right, for sure. Yeah, I got your tweets. So I had to make sure I check in just in case.
Absolutely, though. But thanks for calling into the show. But I'm trying to implement that because I get, besides new, you see, I got 30 new submissions this. But then you got to think, if I get that, then plus everybody else sending me music that's already got music, I'm like, fuck, damn it, man.
yeah, I got you.
And then niggas stop getting played, and they be like, I'm making fun of nigga. No, nigga, I just forgot. God damn it. Fuck. You know what I mean? All right, stand by. All right. 540-287. You got to go to the phone. We got to start this thing up. What up, though?
One Way, checking in, man.
One Way, what up, man? This is One Way, Jay. You did the same thing, too, then. You need to send me some more music.
Hey, look, you know I did, man.
You know what I'm saying? Let me play the other one a couple of times.
Hey, look,
let me play the other one.
Look, you know I did. You told me I can only have two rotations at a time. So,
that's right. How many I got? I got two already, right?
Yeah, so why not send you another one?
I got
two. So why not?
Because I'm not going to get a chance to fucking play it. That's why. So it's going to just sit in the email.
Hey, look, it don't matter. Then maybe if I get another one, you're playing both at the same time. That'd be even better.
All right, man. Oh, Jesus. And then niggas Blizzum threw two a month ago. He ain't responded. Then you gonna say I'm acting funny and shit. That be that bullshit One Way. But thanks for calling in, though. Stand by. I hope you vote some music, too. All right. So let's go ahead and get it, man. We got plenty of people on the phone lines. Thanks, everybody, for calling into the show real early this time. You know what I mean? Let's go ahead and get this thing cracking like an episode 271, you dig? Let go. First up, the homie Life Raw, all right? And he's been sending me music for like ever and a day, but he never gets on the phone line, so he never gets a chance to get reviewed. But he on the line finally tonight. He's like, fuck that. He in the building. He's going to make sure this shit get played and get voted on. So we're going to run this joint. The name of this joint is called Brand New. That's the right one, right, homie? Brand New?
Yeah, that's the right one from Trent Reeves and Mountain Brown.
All right, homie, let's go ahead and see what the people think. All right, you know how it is, man. I'm going to play the song, and then I'm going to come to the phone lines. Tell me, is it ill? Or should it be killed? All right? It's up to y'all. It's up to the people. It's not up to Blizzum. Let's go. Life Raw.
This thing, this machine, it crawled out of the ground, started torturing everything. It's killing everybody. What is it? Is it terrorist? This came from someplace else. What do you mean, like Europe?
No, Robbie, not like Europe!
Oh. now you can get it for the low. Baby, come a dime a dozen, I care less about a hoe. Blowing chicken through the sunroof, I can barely see the road. Meet a screaming buck 50, got the pedal to the flow. Spread it slow, recall flow, I can go for eons, bro. I just let you peons know that we let them deons go. Go, 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 you niggas just act good. Yo, bitch, if you backwards, long neck in a back rub, I drop off and she act good. I talk it how I live it, money over bitches. New Caltech, just pray you ain't on that shipment. Your shit be so terrific, you can smell the damn fumes. That dope dick got your shorty acting brand new.
Volume on that was going up. I don't know what was that. Was it me? I don't know. We'll find out. I thought the volume was like going up and down. I'm like, wait a minute. Am I hitting a knob or some shit? Anyway, welcome to the show, man. Illa Kill. That was Life Raw. I was trying to make sure that wasn't me over here doing no shit, but I was pretty much sitting in one spot. But that was the only Life Raw. The name of that joint was brand new. We're going to go to the phone line and see what the people think. Give it an ill or give it a kill vote. Either one. But just be honest. No hating. Just give your honest feedback. You can go ahead and give a quick feedback about what you thought about it, too, real quick. Just make it real short. The show is really about feedback, so we encourage people to say, if you kill a song, don't say, yeah, fuck that nigga, kill. Well, why are you killing that song? What did you like? You like the beat? You like the hook? The whack can't rap? Was it the mix? Something. Just real brief, tell us why you kill it if you do kill it, though. You feel me? All right, so we'll start at the top of the time, and then I'll switch away from the top and the bottom, all right? Also, when I come to your phone line, if you're an artist, let me know who you are so you can check it. I can go ahead and do on the list of playing. Right now, we got Life Raw right now, and then Chop Fresh, Duck Hunt. So, if you have a question, I'll be your phone line. So, yo, voting, and on top of that, this is whoever, so I can write your name down. We're going to take it in the order of calls we see. All right? So, 678-467, Illa Kill for that joint.
I hear that. That's a club, man. I can dig it. You know what I'm saying? It's a field salute.
All right? Ill. 410-766, Illa Kill.
I can see that being played up here in the club. I'm an Illa, and your phone is going in and out.
It's the connection. There's nothing I can do about it today. I know it is, but it's the internet connection.
I don't think it was the song that was going out, because when you were talking, it was breaking up and whatnot, so.
Oh, okay. Am I clear now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's something going on with internet connection. I don't know what it is, what's popping with that. But anyway, I can see my little internet gate telling me something's going on with connection. Comcast shit, probably. They Comcast. 757, Illa Kill. 757-410-401. My bad.
Oh, ill.
Yeah, hold on. 317-97, Killer Kill. 317-987.
Kill.
Kill. All right.
Wordplay wasn't there.
All right. Wordplay wasn't there. That's 3-1. 678-670, Illa Kill. 678-670, Illa Kill.
I give it an ill. I think it's going to the club. I think it's a banger.
All right. Say ill. That's 4-1. That's 4-1 for Life Raw joint, brand new. 772-634, Illa Kill.
Yeah, I'm going to ill that. Whoever rapped last, he killed it. I like that one. Ill that.
All right. For sure. Ill. 540-287, Illa Kill.
I'm going to kill it. I didn't like the mix, man.
Okay. He ain't like the mix. All right. 404-247, Illa Kill. 404-247, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what up, though?
What's that? What's happening? Oh, you boy on the line now? Shoot,
yeah.
Okay. First, I'm going to just say that's a great little song. And I mess with the instrumental, and I met with the cat that was rapping, man. So we going to hear that thing. But I'm going to...
That's an L. Who this?
Hello?
Yeah, what up, though? Who this?
Hello, yeah, this is Spade guy, man. I was just gonna say I'm an artist too, but I was trying to see. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, my fault about that. But last week, I can hear you. Last Wednesday, you sent me an email, and it said that you was gonna play the song on the internet or whatever. But I think I was doing something at the time, so I couldn't get back with you. But today, you know what I mean? It was last Wednesday. I know today Wednesday, so I know your show came back on. But I was trying to see how I get the music spent on now.
Okay, well, what's your name? What's your artist name?
Space Guy Utopia.
Space Guy Utopia? I sent you an email back?
Yeah, you sent me an email.
Hold on, let me see. If I got you in here, then you'll be coming up in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I haven't deleted anything.
Cool.
I haven't deleted anything, but I don't remember a Space Guy Utopia, nigga. I would definitely forgot that name.
Yes, sir. Shoot, it's short for SGU.
SGU?
Yes, sir. Like, just the initials of the name, SGU.
Oh, SGU. Oh, I see it. Hip-hop stocks, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got you coming up, homie. Stand by. You after Duck Hunter, all right?
Okay, cool.
All right, homie. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for voting. Stand by.
No problem.
All right. 317-5, Illa Kill.
Hello.
You what up? 317, what up?
What's going on, man? This is Zay Foggs.
Oh, Zay Foggs. You checking in, huh?
Yeah, checking in right now, man. You supposed to be playing my song a little bit later?
Yeah, I got it coming up right now. You're going to be up to SGH. Right now you got 1, 2, 3, 4 people in front of you, but stay on the line so you can vote on the music too, though. Don't hang up.
All right, cool.
All right. 850-276, Illa Kill for that Life Raw joint.
I'ma kill it.
She gonna
I'ma
kill
it. And I'ma yell it.
Oh, wait, is two of y'all on the line?
I like it.
Right. That's one kill and one ill. Both of them on the line. You still doing good, Life Raw. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7-3. 7-3. All right. 850-628, Illa Kill for that joint. 850-628. Yeah, what up?
What I got to say?
Illa Kill.
Chris, you want or what?
Hello?
I like.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, do you like the song or not?
Yeah, I like the song, man. That song is dope, man. I like the song.
All right, that's ill vote. That's what you call ill. All right, stand by. Stand by. All right, man. 404-781. 404-781. What up, though?
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, Mike Bars.
Oh, Mike Bars. What's happening, man?
Ain't nothing much, bro. I was calling to check in on that. And I've been listening too, man, and honestly, like, the dude, he's straight, you know what I'm saying? I like the production, I like everything, but, like, for real, it's nothing new that I, like, You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing new to me. Like, it didn't do nothing for me. Like, I've heard songs on that level that was better. So, you know, I'm going to have to kill that on the strength of that. But keep grinding, bro. I see you.
All right. All right. Well, that's the end of the voting right there. That's everybody that wanted to vote. First of all, Mike Barnes is checking in. So he'll be after Zay Fox. So next we got Chop, Fresh, Duck Hunter, SGH, Zay Fox, and Mike Barnes. In that order, you guys stand by. I'm coming down the line. I'm going to speed it up a little bit. But congratulations to the homie, Life Raw. All right. He up in the building. Life Raw, what up, homie? I was going to take your vote, but it pretty much didn't matter at that point. You already won.
That's what's up, people.
And I know you wanted to kill your own shit, was you? So I just add that on in. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to you, homie, man. You'll be on the subway. We finally got you a joint added on there. Make sure you go to Twitter real quick and just tweet K100. Just got illed on K100 so I can add you to the tweet list. All right?
Yeah, I got you. I'm about to do that right now.
All right, make sure, man. Congratulations. Finally got a chance to get your music reviewed, man. That's what's up. Good to you. All right?
Thank you, people, and man. Thanks for showing love. No doubt.
All right, homie. Stand by. All right, next up. Let's get it, man. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You got to bear with me. If I'm going in and out, if it sounds like I'm chopping tonight, I'm seeing my little internet connection with the little red thing saying it's got a kind of shaky connection today. So just bear with me. You feel me on that one right there? There's nothing that I can do. It must be a Comcast issue. It's popping up on my Comcast modem thing. So sometimes that shit happens with internet radio. You know, we're a victim of technology, even though it helps us sometimes. But anyway, that's just moving on. Chop, the next joint I got, this is Believe in Chop. The name of this joint is called Simpler Days, all right? Simpler Days. You know the drill. I'm going to play it, and then you guys let me know what's popping with the song. Is it ill? Should it be killed? All right, let's see what the homie Chop is working with right here. Again, name of this joint is called Simpler Days. K100 Internet Radio. I'm stalling because I can't find it. Can you tell? All right. Wait. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, this one reminds me of, like, the past days, those growing up days, you know? Life is just so much simpler, man. I don't want to get emotional, but we all know how growing up takes a toll on us. I just want to go back. Waking up to the center breakfast on Sunday mornings, Ray Charles playing, hunger pains growing. I take a little while the pancake baking on the griddle, scrambled eggs getting slayed while the bacon sizzle. Mom and dad cooking up that we can feed the world. I tell bro to pass the syrup, sprayed it in the swirl. I can't even recall the conversations that we had, but I remember the feelings of hearing from my dad. Mom and pops yelling at the big screen, football game going, Giants in the lead. Instead of cherishing those days, I walked away. Ran upstairs to my computer like it's all okay. I promised my future children I won't separate, cause that divorce done hit me harder than a Chevrolet. I slowly understand now I'm growing older. I just wish it wasn't over. But what's done is done, that's simple and plain. But I still reminisce on simpler days. I could change the clock, wish we never turned the page. I wish I could reverse the pain. I could change the clock, I would've took advantage of the time we had. I would treat it like it was my last. Instead I reminisce on simpler days. Pretty young girl, Rico introduced me. Said you was my biggest fan when I was playing goofy. Headed to Lynn Haven Mall the first time we chilled. Drake Forever blasting loud, like that's how you feel. Chilling with the homies, and I ain't say much, cause I always take precautions before I change up. And we slowly grew closer as we chilled more. You was the type of woman I would feel for. Always had a boyfriend and I respected that. Up at 3 a.m. singing that Alicia track. Just think of me as some pages in your diary. We was doing good finally. But I guess as years change, people grow apart. I wish the best for you and dude, you still in my heart. It just saddens me I had to lose a close friend. While I'm hoping that y'all don't end, you deserve a kid. What's done is done, that's simple and plain. But I still reminisce on simpler days. I could change the clock, wish we never turned the page. I wish I could reverse the pain. If I could change the clock, I would've took advantage of the time we had. I would treat it like it was my last. Instead, I reminisce for simpler days. I learned the hard way that nothing lasts forever. Gotta learn to love the time.
All right, we back. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. 347-934-0966. If y'all notice, I ain't got no background music today. Well, I'm trying not to play it because I got this little choppy internet connection, and that just eats up the feed a little bit. So I'm kind of scared to play my background music. I got it, though. See, I could just hit play. Be bumping in the background. But I ain't going to do it, though. I might do it. It sounds kind of funny. I sound kind of dry when I ain't got the music behind my voice. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines, you dig? The name of that joint was called Simpler Days. That was the homie Believe in Chop. We'll start at the bottom this time because we started at the top last time, all right? Let's see what the people think about the joint, man. 347-934-0966. The people decide. Ill or kill. 850-628. Ill or kill for that joint. 850-628. Hello? 850. 317-405, ill or kill. 317-205. Hello? Yo, why is nobody talking? 404-781, hello?
Yeah, what's good?
What's good? What's good, man? Ill or kill for that joint. I don't know what the hell these people doing.
Hey, I like that, bro. And if it passed, make sure he give his Twitter out because I fucks with that song.
All right, so that's one ill. All right, shouts out to the people that said they want to connect with the artist, man. You feel me? All right, do that. Make sure you guys tweet that out. Hit K100 up, and we'll retweet that out, man. If you get ill, definitely. Chop. That's one person that they want to get a copy of that. You feel me? So that's what's up. Also, if you got a song that gets real popular on the show, then we add it to the Chandler's Entertainment site. But we'll talk about that more. Let's go ahead and get to this voting. 850-276, ill or kill?
I'm going to ill that.
Ill or nay? For sure. 804-307, ill or kill?
Definitely going to ill that, man. It's something different.
Definitely. I like something different. I like different stuff, too. I love it.
Yeah,
tell you,
it ain't all that gangster, man. We ain't got to be gangster all the time.
True that. That's 3-0, man. Doing good, y'all. 706-984, ill or kill?
I'm going to ill that. Have a nice little storytelling vibe. So it's Nick, by the way. Nicky McKnight.
Nicky McKnight, what's going on, baby? Shouts out to you for calling back and showing love. You just got ill, and you already coming back and showing love to everybody else. That's what's up. Appreciate that.
No doubt.
All right. Shouts out to the artists who do that, man, for real. That would definitely increase your rotation here at K100. And anybody don't like that, fuck you. 317-205, ill or kill. 317-205. Hello? Okay. I went to him twice. They ain't answering nothing. 540-287, ill or kill?
Ill.
Ill?
Ill. Ill.
All right. 678-760, ill or kill?
I think it was ill.
All right. He giving it an ill. 317-987, ill or kill?
Ill.
Ill.
Yeah, I like that.
317 deep on the line tonight too. Somebody from the 317 must be on here. 410-766, ill or kill.
gfplayground@gmail.com. Send that over. Ill.
Ill. You heard that, Chop. Say it again.
gfplayground@gmail.com. You don't have to go through the long process that other artists have to go through. It's already in rotation.
So, you heard she has her own show. Chop, make sure you get that to her. Another ill. 678-467, ill or kill?
Kill that there. Ill it. Already.
Already. Ill. Pill say ill. 267-825, ill or kill? 267-825?
Oh, I'm going to hear you. Hello?
Yo, you going to ill that?
Yeah, I'm going to ill that, man. It's hot.
All right, ill. All the way across the board, man. That doesn't happen, man. Congratulations to the homie Chop, man. He's going to be on the subway. He got ills all the way across the board, man. And I took more than 10 votes that time. That was actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That was 11 votes, one over what I normally take. I took 11 votes on that one. Normally I stop at 10. But he got illed all the way across the board, man. So everybody's feeling that joint, Simpler Days. Me personally, my feedback, my vote doesn't count. But my feedback on the record is I really like it. I really like the record. I like the fact that he's just, you know what I'm saying, doing something out of the box. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I like the record, too. So we'll go ahead and throw it on the subway. And you probably hear that one frequently, man, because I think that's a nice record. You know what I mean? Next up, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. So far, Life for All, ill. The Homie Chop, The Simpler Days, ill. Getting some good music tonight. Got one club banger, one a little bit different with some deep meaning to it. I like the variety so far. Next up is Fresh, then Duck Hunter, SGH, Zay Foggs, Mike Bars, in that order. Again, if you're on the phone lines right now and you sent me music, make sure you let me know when I come to your phone line. Be like, yo, Blizzum, I'm voting, but this is whoever, so I can check you in so I can write your name down. All right. Next up is Fresh, Duck Hunter, SGH, Zay Foggs, Mike Bars. If you haven't realized and haven't noticed yet, if you don't know, this show gets people calling in from all across the country. Right now we have Atlanta, Florida, 317, which I think is Indiana. Let's see, Florida 850, 706, that's Columbus, Georgia, 540, 410-267, 912, and a, what is that down at the bottom, 863, which I think that's a Carolina. So right now, man, when you listen to the show, you have to understand about internet radio. If this is your first time being involved with it, this is your first time on K1's internet radio. We're based out of Atlanta, Georgia, of course, and we grind hard, and we get a lot of Atlanta submissions. But at the same time, the audience for K100 is all across the nation. So a lot of the times you can get fans by getting played on this show in places that you probably never would have got a chance to, you know, connect with them with if it wasn't for the internet. So that is the bright thing and the big thing about internet radio. It's a little more difficult to tune into K100 because you got to be on the internet. You can call it on the phone or whatever. And we're not 24/7. But when we do play, understand that people are downloading the podcast. We've got over close to 100,000 people that downloaded the podcast of the show from iTunes. And we do each episode gets about, in between the replays, live listens and stuff, about 300 to 400 people listening to each one of these episodes, you know what I'm saying, from all over the country. So understand that when you're sending music into K1's internet radio, when you're dealing with internet radio, I try to make sure I make that point to the artist, because sometimes people just, that's just that internet radio shit, man. That shit ain't big. Yeah. That means you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, basically. So let's get it. Next up, Fresh. Name of this joint that we got by the homie Fresh is, let's see here, Get Creative. Get Creative. All right, let's see how creative the homie Fresh is, though. I hope this, Fresh, this song better be some creative-ass shit. Then you're going to name it Get Creative. You better not. I better not hear a fucking 808 and a triple snares and you talking about the trap, Fresh. I'm telling you right now. But then again, it still don't even matter what Blizzard think. It's up to the people. Let's go.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, man, it do sound like it. Look, back that ass up. Girl, you look good. Would you back that ass up?
Rubber
back that ass up.
Just
a little bit, bro.
Fresh now. My squad got money. Wanna tell your feels, baby girl, what you do?
Yeah.
cracker. Baby athletic, you can tell by her figure. But the girl with stretch marks, she can make the thing jiggle. I killed the scene with my motherfucking people. Get me and her alone, what if I could go? Well, super fast, should know to being sexual. Asking, is it business or personal? We don't smoke loud, we smoke with dead. So no, baby, chocolate is thick, and I taste the Swiss roll. Shout out to Johnny B, your curves are masterpiece. I'm not to be fucked with, but kind of silly. Milkshake curves, that's word to Khalees. She cold on the pole, cause the kids gotta eat.
Me the wrong girl, money.
Back 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. That was Fresh. Name of the joint is called Get Creative. I can't do it without the background music. I can't. Shit has to be choppy on you motherfuckers. I can't just sit up here and just talk to y'all with a dry ass background. I can't do it, y'all. I just turned down a little bit. Hopefully that'll help. Comcast need to get it together. Anyway, let's see what Fresh is talking about. You dig? We'll start at the top this time. 267-825. Go to Kill, homie.
Kill. Kill that joint. I wasn't really like, I ain't like the beat all like that.
All right, Kill. 678-467. Illa Kill.
I'm going to have to kill that because it wasn't creative at all.
You can't. I probably shouldn't have said that, but I just thought it was going to be like some, you know, I don't know.
No, it was just, it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't thinking it was going to be like a strip club song, you know what I'm talking about?
I think it's creative on the pole, though. Like, I think it's Get Creative on the pole with a trick, pole trick.
Yeah, for sure. If it came another kind of wave, you know, and the sound was so distorted, man, you know, I don't know what we recorded it, but. You know, it's just like that.
Okay. All right, well, good. All right, that's your vote. All right, let's see. 410-766, Illa Kill.
I'm going to kill it because the beat was really bad and then the beginning was really horrible. Like, it just sounded all mumbled and jumbled together, and after that, I didn't want to hear anymore, so I didn't even give the rest of the song a chance after the first, I'd say, probably 30 seconds of it.
Okay. Well, feedback. It's all about feedback. 317-987, Illa Kill.
Hell, man. That's my thing. I mean, I heard the shit. I mean, I'm listening to it off the phone, so I can't expect perfection, you know what I mean? But, hey, it is what it is, you know what I mean? It's playing in the city here, so whatever.
All right.
Check Fresh to FreshHit.com.
All right. Fresh says he giving himself an L. You never know, Fresh, man. We got way more people. Sometimes people start off like that, and then they come back around and get ill. We see, look, we got plenty more votes, homie. Stand by. 670, my bad. 678-670. Illa Kill, homie.
I think it was ill.
All right. That's another ill. That's 3-2. 3-2. 540-287. Illa Kill for that joint.
You got to kill that, man. I ain't know what was going on in the song, man. Okay. I ain't know what was going on in that joint, man.
All right. So, all right. 4-2. 317-205. Illa Kill.
I had to kill that.
All right. He killing that. That's another 317, too. See? That's another 317. All right. 706-771. Illa Kill.
I'm gonna have to kill that one. It wasn't original enough. I mean, the flow I've heard before, the hook was basically sound like a chant opposed to a rap song. So, I mean, the energy was there. The music had a little potential for the most part. You know, I'm a different. You know, this Mr. World Famous. I'm an old school, but the lyrical delivery was a little monotonous. You got to change it up. Got to break it down. It just flowed. It was like It was textbook flow from like 1980. So, step it up. 2013 coming. Here's something new, something fresh. Bring it. You got to bring it harder than that.
Hmm. Hey. That's real good feedback. And plus, trust me, this guy on the phone, Mr. World Famous, he does talent scouting, he does A&R and stuff, and he's a person that you might want to listen to. All right? You never know who's calling the K1 Internet Radio. Mr. World Famous, I'll come back to your phone real quick and make sure you give your information out to people so they can get in contact with you for your services. All right, sir?
I appreciate that.
All right. 678-751, Illakill.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Mr. World Famous on that one, man. I'm going to kill that.
All right. Kind of getting away from him right about now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six. That's six. Let's see. 850-628, Illakill. 850-628. Hello? Okay, I can't understand. They saying 850-276.
That's my sister's them, man. But I'm gonna kill that.
You killing it?
That's my sister them on the other line though, but I'm gonna kill that though.
Okay, all right.
I couldn't get into it.
Okay, so you couldn't get into it. All right, that's cool. All right. 44781, Illakill.
Yo, what's good?
What up, though? Illakill, homie.
This is boy Mike Bars again, man. Yeah, I'm going to have to kill that one. It was just, it sounded like a collage. It was too much going on, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
Keep grinding, boy.
All right. 317-205, Illakill.
I'm going to have to make that ill, man.
All right. That's an ill. That's one ill. 317-702, Illakill.
I thought it was a hit. I liked it. I thought it was real creative. And I see he kind of stepping himself up a little bit. I thought it was a hit. You did good, Fresh, all day. You better get it.
All right. So the last two check-ins, that put it up to five, but... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I actually took 15 votes on that one. Well, a lot of people called in on the line, too. Plus, I always want to try to take the 317 numbers of the person, you know, when they get their people on the line to support. But that wasn't enough to overtake it. It was still far more kills than ills. So, sorry, homie. It didn't make it on the cut that time. Of course, please send me some more music here at K1 Internet Radio. I say it's about 20 artists that's in rotation right now in the subway who sent one song in and got killed. Then they sent another song in and they made it through. Sometimes it's just maybe that particular song, you know what I mean? Me personally, about the record, I felt like, well, I don't know. I think what Mr. World Famous said that it's something that it's something that I've heard before. I guess, you know what I'm saying? It's a club record, I guess. You know what I mean? Sometimes a lot of people that's listening to internet radio and stuff, they're not necessarily looking for club records. People who listen to internet radio, for the most part, this is like an alternative form, so they kind of want to hear, you know, a different kind of music. I guess they don't want to. If they want to hear, I guess, club records, they're pretty much turning into a local FM station or whatever, like 107.9 here in Atlanta. You can hear 1,000 club records every hour. So, I mean, you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean you don't have a record that can't go here on K1. Just make sure you send me some more music, man. I highly suggest artists don't give up because this is a great platform and it's a free platform. And a lot of people tune into the show. You feel me? Real quick, though, let me get Mr. World Famous back on the line. Mr. World Famous, man, tell the people who you are and how they can get in touch with you for your services, brother.
Mic check. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
You sound like a robot. How do I sound? I sound clear?
Yeah, you sound clear. That's me. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Come on. You sound like a robot. Yeah. Basically, one thing I want to say is, and especially in reference to that artist, I mean, you made a good point. In reference to internet radio, when people come online, especially the young adults, you know, I'm 43, so I'm not necessarily a young adult, but they're looking for that something new, something fresh. They can go run to their friends and say, yo, man, have you heard this such and such? You know, something new, something different, something worth talking about, something worth bragging about because it's associated with it because you heard it live on internet radio, et cetera, et cetera. So the key is to make it new, fresh, and exciting. Now, you might have those individuals that might be like, yo, because it's different, they're going to hate on it because it ain't what they're used to. But I'd rather be hated on for being original and different than basically hated on because what I was trying to copy wasn't as effective as the previous artist. But in reference to who I am, Mr. World Famous, my company is INF Media Group, LLC. And we deal with music and film and stuff. My background is music. I was a producer and an artist myself, and that's why I have a lot of love and support for the artists, which is why most of what I've been doing the last 2 years is helping up-and-coming artists learn this industry and take the first, second, third, and fourth step to get noticed and heard and respected and get, you know, attention of the A&Rs and actual record labels, because a lot of the young cats don't know where to begin and how to begin. They're coming in the wrong way, and they're getting ignored by the industry professionals. Why? Because they're not coming in the right way. So what I do is teach those individuals to come in the right way. And I do have my own independent record label for the most part, but like I said, once again, my record label is INF World Records. I'm looking for international sound, something I can take to every region across the world, not just locally within the hood or the community. So in a nutshell, that's who I am, Mr. World Famous, consultant, music producer, videographer, and stuff. I had a TV show here in Augusta, Georgia, and stuff. I'm going to do TV again because I'm integrating with film. But that's basically who I am. But I love this man's show because, once again, he's giving y'all that platform and the feedback, something you want to listen to. The bottom line is everybody from Ice-T to Clyde Davis, something new, something original. You got your own voice, your own style. Put that on the map. You know, don't, you know, or whatever. If you're going to do something somebody else done, make it 10 times better, basically, is what I'm going to say right now. And back to your wonderful show.
All right, brother. Shout out to you. Congratulations, and really props to people who call into the show who really can contribute to the show, man. You feel me? I think having people on the show like Twink, who's another internet radio show host, and you, people who actually offer other services to artists, really what makes K100, you know, really worth its weight. You know what I'm saying? If it was just me and just a whole bunch of other artists, well, you know, artists, that doesn't matter. But when people, when they know that other people are listening to the show who can actually advance their career and help them get spread out too, whether it be another show or someone like yourself who does a lot of different things, I think it helps to let artists know that that's the kind of people who actually tune into K100 Radio. They are listening. This is a platform. People who are seeking out talent artists, they are listening to these kind of shows, especially Ill or Kill. All right, so next up. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. I would encourage all of you guys who are listening to the show to check out our parent site, www.chainlessentertainment.com. C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S. Go check it out. Scroll around the site. We have a new section over there that we added for artists that are in rotation on the show. It's got one for R&B and one for hip-hop. You can get put on that tab. All you got to do is just have your song. If people comment on your songs and your music enough when I'm playing on the subway and they saying, yo, I like that record. Where's that record? Who is that? Just like someone said earlier about the song by Chop. If I play that a couple times, once it's onto the subway. If I play it on the subway a couple more times, and every time I play it, somebody be like, yo, who's that? What's that song right there? You know, the one talking about Simpler Days. That, y'all fuck with that. Then we'll throw you over there. There's no charge. It's just to help our fans and our listeners connect with the artist, okay? So when they hear your one song, all right, then they can go to chainlessentertainment.com, and your profile will be right there. And they can click on there, and they'll be able to get the rest of your music. Of course, you need a ReverbNation.com page in order for that, because we're only using the widgets from ReverbNation.com. But if you're doing music and you're an indie and you ain't fucking with Reverb Nation, I got to say about that. Next up, Duck Hunter. All right, Duck Hunter. The name of this joint is called Club Rocking. Club Rocking. Let's see. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. This joint is called Club Rocking. The homie Duck Hunter, he represents the A-Town. You feel me? Now, I see this dude out every fucking where I go. If you're in the club in Atlanta, Georgia, and you just hear a guy saying, turn up! Turn up, Shawty! That would be Duck Hunter. That would be that guy. All right? You know what I'm saying? But, of course, it's not up to me. It's up to the people. So let's go ahead and rock it, man. Ill or Kill.
Yeah! Quack in this bitch! Quack, Clay Cole up in this motherfucker! What's up, Cutting Punk? What's up, B-Point?
Why this shit here?
And we're back. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Oh, man, my internet connection is just, I don't know what's going on with Comcast. Anyway, we'll start at the bottom this time. We started at the top last time, all right? Let me know what you think, man. Illa Kill. That was the homie Duck Hunter. Name of that joint was called Club Rockin'. We'll start at the bottom this time. 317-454. Illa Kill.
It was cool. It was all right, man. His delivery just kind of get annoying after a while. I don't want to say Kill, but I don't really want to say Ill either.
You got to pick one though. I don't got it in between. You got to pick.
All right, man. This is a nice Kill. I don't want to feel like I'm hating. Yeah, I mean, I don't want nobody to feel like I'm hating. I'm not hating. His song was cool, man. It just is, his delivery is kind of annoying after a while. But I'm going to have to Kill that, man.
All right, that's one. 404-781, Illa Kill.
Hey, man, what's up? It's the boy Mike Barnes again, man. Did that dude just say a nice Kill? That was funny, bro.
Yeah, but, nice Kill. I don't know what that means.
This is like my third. You know, I don't want to sound like no hater either, man, but, you know, I'm going to make it real brief. Like, I came up in the era of, like, Get 'Em Out, Outkast. I like new cats, too, you know what I'm saying? J. Cole, Crit, Kendrick, stuff like that. Like, Substance, you know what I mean? Like, I don't knock them, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've said before, like, I've heard club bangers, you know what I mean? And it's been done on a better scale, you know what I'm saying? So if you're going to come on that level, man, you got to come with it, bro, like, for real. So I'm going to have to, like, Kill you.
All right. 850-276, Illa Kill.
Man, y'all killing that, man.
All right.
Killing it.
Okay, both of them over there killing it. All right. 850-628, Illa Kill.
I'm killing it, man. I'm killing it, man.
All right. You're killing it. 706-771, brother.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Damn, I think it's my phone. Anyway, you know what? I'm going to actually air that one. That shit was hilarious. And it kind of goes back to my point I said before about something being different. One thing I could say about it, especially like the fellow was saying about the delivery, that whoever was rapping that sounded believable. Sounded like he really believed he'd be rocking that motherfucking club. His voice was believable. His shit was simple. It was, and when I say silly and stupid and funny, that's a good thing because I'm visual and I deal in film, and that would be a hilarious-ass video. Some crazy niggas in the club swearing they tearing that shit down because they in there rocking and shit. That shit makes for a good-ass video, which gets views, which gets attention. That nigga ain't trying to be cool. That motherfucker there to rock the club. That nigga, he brought something to the table. That shit different. It's new. It's fresh. It's funny, which makes it entertaining, and entertainers get paid. That's all I'm going to say. So I'm giving it Ill for being brave, being different, and being original.
All right, Ill. Okay, so next, 678-751, Ill or Kill?
Hey, I'm going to kill that, man. I ain't feeling it at all.
Okay. 317-205.
I'm going to have to kill that one, man.
All right, Kill. 540-287, Illa Kill.
This is one way. Hey, Mr. Famous, you held that, but he ain't had no flow, no rhythm, no wordplay. What he heard is rocking. The only thing I heard through those songs, rocking, rocking, rocking. Like, I just stopped listening to this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to kill that.
All right. I'm gonna tell y'all exact after the end of this vote, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to give y'all some feedback on that. But I'm going to keep going for the voting right now. 678-760, homie, Illa Kill. I know he illing it.
This your boy Duck Hunter, a.k.a. Mr. Make Way. I'm illing it. It's one of the hottest singles out there. I'm just going to be playing out real.
All right, that's two. That's Mr. World Famous and Duck Hunter himself ill. All right. 410-766, Twink, Illa Kill.
I'm going to ill it because I can see fools up here in Baltimore loving that and it being played in Ibiza, which is a big club in D.C. I will say that the quacks in it did get a little annoying, but other than that, it was a good song.
Okay. 678-467.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to hear that, you know what I'm saying? It was full of energy, you know what I'm saying? And he just showed his personality, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't a song that he was trying to be, you know, spit bars on. I'm pretty sure he got songs that he got bars with, but that's just a fun-ass song, you know what I'm saying? So that's the reason I'm going to hear it, you know?
All right. 267-825.
I'm at the kill for that joint right there, man. Like, I wasn't feeling it at all.
All right, kill.
I don't like it. I ain't trying to hate him no more.
All right. That's cool. All right, so let me pause for the calls real quick. Let me say something. Okay, it got killed. The vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8-4. All right, it's 8-4 for kill. Now, let me tell you, and of course, that's just the rules. I can't play the song on the subway. Although I'm disappointed that the song didn't get ill. And I'm going to tell you why. Now, a lot of people listen to my show, and they're going to say, Blizzum, seriously, homie, you really disappointed that song didn't get ill? Let me tell you why. First of all, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, this is hands down. I go out, okay? I ain't one of these people who just sit behind a computer and be judgmental. Nick, people see me out in the streets. I be in the streets and I be everywhere. I ain't scared to go no motherfucking where. I'm talking about you may see Blizzum anywhere. All right? I was raised in the hood, so don't nobody hood scare me. Don't nobody hood club scare me, nigga. Ask anybody in this fucking city. Niggas think I'm born and raised here sometimes. I be here fucking well. You know what I'm saying? In Atlanta, Georgia. And this ain't even my hood. You know what I'm saying? So I go out all the time. That's the first thing. What you will notice is the two people on this show right now who have other platforms to help artists go somewhere, both of them ill the song. Both of them ill the song because they know what I actually know and see myself, and I've seen about 10 times at least personally with this particular artist in this song. This dude, every fucking time he performs this fucking song in the club, they go absolutely, completely fucking bananas. Now, this is Atlanta, Georgia, okay? You know what I'm saying? They like what they like here, but this is also the quote-unquote Black Hollywood, the quote-unquote Black music mecca. I've seen Duck Hunter do this fucking song. I've lost count because I judge open mics. I be at open mics. I've helped throw open mics. I'm always invited out. And sometimes, you know, I rock a showcase here and there. You feel me? I just performed last week at the, last night at the one at the 50-yard line that Riding Dirty Radio had. They invited me out to perform, and I went and rocked it. You know what I'm saying? It was a good show. It was a lot of people there. The underground was deep. I see Duck Hunter everywhere, and everywhere I go, every time he does this song, everybody always say, yo, he killed it. They be like, this song crazy. They be laughing. It's funny. Exactly what Mr. Famous, World Famous said. It's hilarious. It's funny. If you see him performing this song, if you think the fucking song is animated, you have to literally see this dude perform it. And then you're really going to be like, holy fucking shit. How can you not like it? Because it's sheer entertainment. Now, the song got killed, so it doesn't go on the subway. But it's a reluctant kill for me personally. I personally hate that. It got killed. You feel me? But I know why people who are just listening to the song, killing it. I can see why you can just hear the song on the radio, over internet radio, and be like, you know, fuck that, I'm killing that. But I personally see this dude, and another thing, his grind, the mere fact that I actually see him out performing his song more than anybody else I play on this goddamn show or have ever submitted, hands down. I've never seen no other artist out. Maybe Hum Hucky and Bama. Now, I live in Atlanta, so these are Atlanta artists, so I can't say what you're doing over in the 317 and the 863 and all the other places that from the other people, but I'm talking about I live in Atlanta. This is one Atlanta submission that I personally know this dude be every fucking well because I see him everywhere I go. You know what I'm saying? Every time, and he's turned up before he even get on the stage. Everybody know who the fuck he is because he's in the club clowning before he even get on the stage, and so they already ready to see what the fuck are this nigga finna do. You know what I'm saying? But the song got killed, but I just want to reiterate what Mr. World Famous said. Sometimes, in music, whether you like it or not, sometimes the silliest shit be the shit that take off. Next up. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Follow us on Twitter @K100_radio. at K100_radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Blizzom. Again, please check out ChainlessEntertainment.com. We got a lot of information over there. We got some affiliates. We've got some discounts over there for Making It Magazine. You go through us to get in Making It Magazine. Also, ATL Events. Ms. Tia Culver, she does PR. She's another affiliate that's listed over there. We got the link for Time to Shine Concert Series, which is one of the best for independent artists in Atlanta, Georgia. You feel me? We got links to all that stuff over there at Chainless Entertainment. Plus, you can check out some of the artists that's in rotation and just get linked up. Maybe you want to collab with some of them hot R&B singers or rappers or whatever, man. You feel me? But go check out ChainlessEntertainment.com. I promise you won't be sorry. All right, next up. SGH, Zay Fogg, Mike Barrs in that order. We're going to go ahead and do this SGH joint. This was one that was sent in last week, but I think he couldn't get to the phone, so he called in tonight to see if he's going to get voted on tonight. So shouts out to him for making sure he called back in and got his shit voted on. The name of this joint is called Hip Hop Scotch. Hip Hop Scotch. I want to hear what happens with this. I want to hear this song. Anyway, SGU. Hip Hop Scotch. Is he going to be dancing talking about hip hop? Scott? His, like hopscotch? I don't know. Let's find out. Welcome to Illa Kill. That's the number to dial to the show. That was SGH. Name of that joint was Hip Hop Scotch. Up next, we got Zay Fogg, then Mike Barrs. If you're an artist and you're calling into the show and you're checking in and you got music that's supposed to be played tonight and I sent you an email, make sure you let me know when I come to your phone lines. We'll start at the top this time. 267-825. Illa Kill.
Yeah, I'm going to like that joint. I'm going to ill that joint. I like the little melody and whatever.
You ill in that joint? You ill in that joint?
Yeah, I feel it. I ain't no doubt. I feel it. I feel like she already blew it by skies in me. I can see somebody, little kids dancing to it and stuff.
What's the difference between that and Duck Hunter? You just killed.
What I just killed?
Yeah.
I like more because I like her voice. I really couldn't hear him. Like, all I heard was, like one word. I actually kind of heard what she was saying. Probably it was just the voice. The difference between him, like, it was his voice.
All right.
I wasn't feeling his voice, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I didn't want to, like, hate it or anything like that. I wasn't feeling his voice.
No, no, I just want... No, I really want to know because... I wanted to know because they, you know what I'm saying, like... They're not the same kind of song by any means. I'm just saying. I thought that you killed it because of lyrically. Well, you say it wasn't lyrically, and I was like, that's not a lyrical song.
There's music by, you know, by a lot of things, and I was just wasn't feeling his voice on that particular track. And on this track, I was feeling her voice. I was feeling her vibe. Like, she wasn't all raunchy or all loud. She was on key. Every
I
note.
Think that's a, you keep saying her. That's a guy.
That's a guy? Oh.
Yeah. I'm sitting here. I thought I heard you the first time. I'm like, you keep saying her. I'm like, you keep saying her, but that's a dude.
Me and my girlfriend said right here. She thought it was a girl too. We listened to the whole song. We
okay. All right. Ill. That's your vote. Ill. 678-467. Ill or kill.
I'm gonna have to kill that man, cause I ain't even hear a word he was saying. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the mixing and all that. It just wasn't up to par. You know, all I heard
that's
was
true.
What did he say? Hip hop, whatever that is. That's all I heard. You know, so it could be a good song, but I didn't hear nothing. You know what I'm saying? I heard
right.
more with Duck Hunter. You feel me? So that's what they do. Kill that thing, though. All
right. 1-1. Twink, ill or kill, babe.
I'm going to agree with the last caller because, like, if he brought his vocals up and the music down, then it probably would have been a better song, but you really couldn't hear what he was saying. All you heard was the beat, and the beat was too loud to appreciate whatever was going on in it. So, I'm telling you.
2-1. 540-287.
I'm about to kill it. Like, it sounded good, but... That was it. Like, it just sounded what he wasn't really talking about nothing. It was just, you know what I'm saying?
All right. 3-1. All right, 317-205, Ill or kill.
Man, I agree with the first two people, man. Like, it had a nice little groove to it, and, you know what I mean? I could hear it being something, make you want to dance or something, but the mixing and stuff, he definitely need to work on that and bring his vocals up, bring the music down, man, and then we could take another listen to it. But I had to kill it, though.
All right. World famous, Ill or kill, brother.
Yeah, that sucker right there was border. Now, yeah, I do agree with the young lady. The mix messed the song up. That hurt him the most out of anything. It started off, it definitely was different. The stuff had me going off the hook, and this is a compliment once again because it was different. But the hook, you know, gave me that 50 Tyson type feel. I'm like, okay, it's kind of going there, that 50-50 Tyson type thing. So the redundancy in reference to the monotony, I mean, that works in, you know, the Dirty South hip hop, the reputation. Lyrically, yeah, I couldn't follow him because number one. You know, I can tell. Well, it's sometimes even if they're not doing it, if it sounds like an artist is reading, it's not believable. You know, it was a sound that was created, sounded like he was acting. I mean, I didn't feel the lyrics. That is, you know, I was waiting. It was different. I was feeling. I kind of chuckled a little bit, but it wasn't genuine enough for me to give it a ill. So I'm gonna have to kill that one.
All right. Great feedback tonight. 678-751. Ill or kill.
Nah, Blizzard, you know I'm about to kill the hell out of that shit right there.
I figured you would, big folk.
You know I'm about to kill the hell out of that. I ain't feeling nothing about it. Point blank. That's straight God. But
right.
I still support everybody's movement, though. You know, kudos to him and whole movement. But that song right there, it's a no-no.
All right. Big focus. 404-247, Ill or kill. 404-247. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What up, though? Ill or kill?
Oh, yeah. This SGU, brother. I was just listening to the comments and stuff, man. I was like, I'm going to just keep grinding, man, but I appreciate all the comments and stuff, man. But that's the same thing I was thinking for. I sent it up there, too, man. Like, my mixing, you know what I mean? I'm getting better on my mixing skill, but, like, I tell anybody this, you know what I mean? it's a better thing for you to, you know what I mean, put out, you know what I mean, something than not, you know what I mean, just to sit at the crib and don't put out nothing, you know what I mean, because I ain't got the money, you know what I mean, to do a lot of other stuff, so, you know what I mean, I'm working on mixing, you know what I mean, to get my mixing better myself, but as I get better, I ain't going to stop putting out nothing, you know what I mean, I'm going to keep putting out the best quality that I can put out, you know what I mean, and I'm going to just get better with my mixing, you know what I mean, I ain't stopping, you did, so.
All right, let me give you some real advice, right? Because let me because I've been where you've been before. You feel me? Let me tell you, what you're saying is right and wrong. What you're saying is right as you have to grind and you can't just keep making songs and they ain't doing shit on your hard drive. You feel what I'm saying? If don't nobody hear them or whatever. But you also have to be careful because in the music industry, it's just like Mr. World Famous said earlier. You know, what he alluded to is like, you know, some of the big name people don't take people serious because they're not on their game. Your music is like your first impression, you know what I'm saying? And you know what they say about first impressions, it's a lasting impression. What you don't want to do is give something that is poor quality to the wrong person, because at that point right there, they're going to say, oh, if he's a person who gets a lot of submissions or I get a lot of music all the time and he's important, and you give him that song, right, and they hear it and it's not ready, at that point right there, at that point, that person has decided, you know, that this person right here in front of me is really not serious about their career. They're really not ready. They're just putting any old thing out. And you don't want that to be a stigma that's tied to your name. So what you're saying is true. You do need to have music, keep music, and get out here and grind. But also, you don't want to put out something if you know yourself, if you feel it yourself in your heart that it's not quality. Then you have to be careful about that, because then you start getting people saying, say, SD, you be making that bullshit, man. And then they may not want to hear the shit once you get the quality right. So I would say take all your resources. This is just me. Take all your resources. If you can't make it to get everything done right now, take all your resources and get your favorite song, your song that you really, really feel like should be your hottest joint. Save your money up and get at least one good song mixed down. If you have to go pay for it at a studio or however you got to do, grind it up and get it. And then you can keep working on all the other stuff. But you need to have one good song that's got a great mix and master on it when you start sending it out to shows like this, because you never know who's listening right on my show right now. You feel what I'm saying?
That's true. Now, can I say, what a, you know what I mean, like the situation you were talking about, like, I agree with everything you were saying, like, 100%, you know what I mean, with quality. And say, you know what I mean, I ran into somebody, you know what I mean, an artist, I mean, well, a AR or, you know what I mean, somebody that's big, that's real open-minded, you know what I mean, a person that's real open-minded, and they see me personally, like, they know, you know what I mean? They understand, like, okay, this cat been grinding. I know this cat been grinding. I done heard about this cat, you know what I mean? He trying to grind. I done heard that, you know what I mean? He done got smashed or even, you know what I mean, besides all of that, you know what I mean? They say, okay, well, you know what I mean? I can hear this. I run into him or her, you know what I mean? They hit a track and they can feel, you know what I mean? They feel the vibe behind it, you know what I mean? Besides the quality, you know what I mean? They hear, okay, this is a good little melody. Yeah, yeah, this and this. And then I go on and tell them otherwise, you know what I mean? Okay, well, I ain't got enough resources to, you know what I mean, have my mixing sound better or to have my mixing to sound better. Then they realize, okay, well, okay, cool. This cat had, you know what I mean? If he had, if we was to put some pay into his, you know what I mean, into his what he doing, you know what I mean, then this track, it can do a lot. You know what I mean? So that's where I was coming from with, you know what I mean, you should push anything that you can do, you know what I mean?
That used to be, let me tell you what I'm saying, that philosophy and what you're saying, that would be a better way, a better mind frame to have before the industry and before everything happened with the industry in the past decade. The industry at this particular point right now, I'll tell you this so I can move on. I'll tell you the industry right now at this point, they don't do what's really called artist development anymore. They don't want to find, they want product already finished and ready to go when they touch it. You feel me? They don't want to have to put any more work. You feel what I'm saying? That's where they're at right now in the industry and the game. So right now, none of the labels are trying to develop artists. They ain't looking for artists and seeing, oh, well, yeah, he ain't really ready, but we can get him there. They don't think like that no more. Now the labels have come to a point where they are like, they just want to add fuel to your flame. They need for you to already be booming, already be professional. Then they just going to grab you, take you, and then just throw a little gas on you and then take you across the nation and the world. But they don't want to develop you no more. The artists, the way the industry is now, because the labels went damn near broke and everybody downloads, CDs are dying, they're not making any money. So right now, they want you to go ahead and create your buzz. And in order for you to create your buzz, you got to have a great sounding song that DJs can play and need to be mixed and mastered properly. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely did that 100%, man.
All right, homie. But keep grinding, all right?
Yes, sir, I got you, no problem.
Absolutely. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I already took about 10 votes on that song right there, but I take, because people had their hand up anyway, I'll go ahead and take the votes, and then we'll go ahead and get to the next joint real quick. Let's see, 404-781, Illa Kill for that joint. We kind of got sidetracked.
What's up, man? Quick shout-out to the whole K100 Internet Radio and you, Blizzard, man. It's my first time tuning in. It's real informative and give indie artists, you know what I'm saying, the chance to shine. So big salute to y'all for that. But to the homie that just went, keep grinding, bro, but I'm going to have to kill that.
All right. So that makes it officially 10. I just want to make sure I get 10 votes because I know I got more than 10 people on the phone line, so I don't want people to say, oh, Blizzum, he ain't even taking no more votes, even though we killed about 5 minutes conversating. But it was a conversation that needed. I feel like when stuff like that comes up on the show, the whole point of Illa Kill is feedback, and the whole point of K100 Internet Radio, one of the core missions is to give artists some game, you know what I'm saying, and prepare them for the world, you feel me, to be a platform to let you get heard, and also at the same time, give you some information, man, and give you some good feedback, and, you know, just let you know what's going on, maybe some mistakes that you might be making. You feel what I'm saying? Now, I understand that I don't feel like I know it all, but then again, you are talking to somebody who's been doing music for about, really, in all together, a solid 15 years. You know what I'm saying? A solid. I ain't talking about just kind of starting beatboxing and fucking freestyling in the locker room and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about solidly. And I've been doing K100 for about two, going on 3 years now. You know what I'm saying? So I've learned a lot myself, even having a platform, but I'm also an artist myself too, and I understand what it's like when you first starting out and you don't have the resources, you're just trying to get out there and you're just trying to get heard, you feel me? And so I've never discouraged that, but understand, just taking everything that I just said to the brother, you feel what I'm saying? Because the industry is also changing rapidly too, so you know what might have worked when I started may not work when you started, and maybe 5 years ago may not be the same kind of thing too, you know what I'm saying? So just take everything, you know, not with a grain of salt, but really just listen, especially listen to the feedback that people are giving you on the show. All right, next up, the homie Zay Foggs. Hold on, I think we got somebody checking on the phone line. Let me see who this is. Make sure this ain't no artist checking in real quick. 305-469. What up, though? Who's this?
Yo, Blizzum, this Boss, one half of the Brown Sir Empire.
Ah, I was an artist checking in. All right. All right, homie. I got your joint. The name of that joint called Get Money Bosses, right?
Nah, it's No Games.
No. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, no. What's the name of the, what's your initials again? I got that, too.
BSE.
Yeah, BSE. Yeah, Rundown. I got Rundown for BSE.
Yeah, okay, you got the Rundown. I got an email or whatever with the No Games on it.
Oh, I think, well, but this was from last week, though. You feel me? You sent me Rundown last week. And that's the one I uploaded from last week. Because I didn't upload it this week. I might have sent you an email today, but this is the one I uploaded from last week. I didn't change them out, but I got Rundown. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's good. That's good either way it goes. It's good.
All right, but thanks for checking in. You'll be after Mike Bars. We got Zay Foggs, Mike Bars, and then you. All right?
All right, 10 folks.
All right, stand by. 703-986. Welcome to Illa Kill. Who's this?
It's One Way. I'm checking back in, man.
Oh, okay. All right. My bad. You jump back up at the top of the queue. All right. Stand by. All right. So let's go ahead and get to it, man. This is Zay Foggs, man. Zay Foggs. The name of this joint is called I Don't Want to Sleep. I Don't Want to Sleep. You know what I mean? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, man. ChainlessEntertainment.com. That's the site. BlogTalkRadio.com/K100Radio. That's where you can listen to us live, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Welcome to Illa Kill. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. We got Zay Foggs right now, Mike Bars, then BSC after that. Name this joint again, Zay Foggs, I Don't Want to Sleep. Illa Kill.
what you wanna do. Come about some clothes, I can feel you in the mood. I'm here to tell you everything is alright. So wrap your hair, we gon' be all night, girl. I'ma kiss it from the front, hit it from the side. Give you all me, shawty, I'ma get you right. Until we feel the sunlight creeping through the blinds, babe. Till I hear you screaming that it's mine, babe.
Pleasant Supplies. I didn't even know that was R&B. I thought that was rap. I thought it was a rap artist. I was like, well, I got no R&B for tonight, but ha. Ha 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 ha. Fool your damn self, Blizzom. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Welcome to K1's Internet Radio. That was Zay Foggs, the R&B joint, mind you. All right? I Don't Want to Sleep. I don't even know what a name like I Don't Want to Sleep. I don't know why I didn't think it. But you know why? Because I got the song with no bio. Sometimes people send me stuff and it's just like, it isn't really not really a bio. They just send me the record and with the name of the artist. So that's why I probably didn't even know. I thought it was another hip-hop artist. You know what I'm saying? So I was wrong about that. But let's see what the people think. Again, let's go down to the bottom. We'll start back up from the bottom to the top. Oh, Michigan Girl's on the line. Michigan Girl, 269. What's happening?
What's up? What's going on?
What's happening? Ill or kill for that joint? She giving it an ill. All right, all right, all right. The lady's checking in. Shout out to the lady. 404. Here's another lady. Faith. 404-784. What's up, Faith? 404-784. Faith. Oh, my God. What is Faith doing? I'm going to have to come back to her. 404-781. What up, homie? Ill or kill?
I'm going to ill that.
You gonna ill that, all right?
Yep.
Faith, hit the number one whenever you're ready to talk. 850-276, ill or kill?
I'm gonna ill that. I love that, man. I was straight.
All right, ill. 317-454, ill or kill? 317-454?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I'm here. Man, that joint was pretty dope, man. I'm gonna go ahead and ill that. I just want to comment a little bit.
Go ahead.
Dude really got some, you know, some cool vocals. I think, like, there was some spots where he was doing some runs that wasn't all the way clean, you know what I'm saying? But, like, overall, like, with his harmonies and stuff, it was real nice. He sounded like he might have, like, used to sing in the church or something like that. I'm just saying that because I work with a lot of singers or whatever. He sounded pretty dope. The track was pretty cool. It sounded like some old Donnell Jones or something like that. So, like, you know, so that might be something that you might want to like update because like they really cats really ain't doing R&B like that no more. But not to say that people don't still like it. People really do still love, you know, some good R&B. But overall, man, it was a cool joint. And like I said, I'm gonna go ahead and heal that thing.
All right. Nice feedback. Appreciate it. 305-469, homie. Illa Kill for that joint.
Hey, I'm a ill at, because, like, listening to it, like, you can see the video to it. You can see the setup for it and the way he floated on it. He stayed in his lane, and he ain't really, I don't know, like, he just fit that song, that whole harmony, that whole beat, the whole vibe just really, like, make you see what he's singing about. You actually see it as you listening to the track. It's a, I mean, it's like lyrically, visually.
All right. That's what's up. Ill. 703-986. Ill or Kill?
I'm going to ill that.
Ill that? 678-751, big folk. Ill or Kill?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and ill that one. I'm fucking with it. I fuck with that. Got a nice little vibe. It rides. So go on and ill it.
All right. Mr. World Famous, brother. Ill or Kill? Mr. World Famous.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, it'll kill.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to get that ill because definitely, I mean, the good thing about it was a slow song. That's something I would dance to at a club, you know what I'm saying? I finally could hear a song that the DJ played. I ain't got to try to talk to it to the song. I can actually hold it and dance with it. So like Homeboy said, he brought the lyrics and stuff, gave me that good slow dance feel, and it's good to have a song you can actually slow dance to, maybe even go back to making love to, you know what I mean? Oh, I want to say one more thing, too.
Go ahead.
The Homeboy, the rapper you brought back on, the Hopscotch. Dude,
right.
His talking voice was more entertaining than his rapping voice. That's the voice you want to use. It was original and it was unique. You sounded different. He was still comical. But, I mean, the rap voice you was putting on, but your talking voice sounds good. Although you said, nah, I mean, for like a period for every sentence you said, you want to work on your interviewing skills. Don't say, nah, I mean, every time you're in a sentence. But referencing your speaking voice, it was entertaining. It was lively. I felt that. But your rap voice, you need to change it to your speaking voice. But that slow song, yeah, I'm feeling that. That's an actual slow song. I'm feeling that.
All right, ill. Oh, this is such an informative episode of K100 Radio. 317-205, ill or kill.
Yo, what's up, man? This is Dave Fathers, man. I just want to shout out everybody for all the comments and everything. I really appreciate it. As far as that bio goes, though, I mean, you can blame my manager for that. I'm not gonna take credit for that.
kill the manager for that, because I straight thought it was a rap song, because that's normally, I ain't gonna lie to you, normally when I get R&B artists, it be all professional and pretty and shit and be all pictured up.
Man.
It's none of
yeah,
that outside at all. I got it forwarded from the iPhone. One of those. I'm like, this nigga here.
Oh, okay. Okay. I hope he didn't hear that, because you might have took a stab at him that time. He tried to take pride in being real professional and stuff, but, you know, we'll let him slide on this one.
Hey, listen. You can't be sensitive. No one can be sensitive. I'm just telling you, because I literally thought you was a hip-hop artist from the submission. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. So, you know.
That's all good.
Yeah, the song is great, man. It's looking like you pretty much, at this point, I'm going to take the rest of the calls, but you can't lose. So before I even go on and take the rest of them, congratulations and welcome to the Subway. Make sure you follow me back on Twitter, though. All right?
Most definitely. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Let's get the rest of the votes then real quick, and we'll move on. Stand by.
Yep.
All right. 410 Twink. Kill or kill, babe.
gfplayground@gmail.com. Send that song.
Yeah. You heard of Zay Fall, gfplayground@gmail.com. All right? gfplayground@gmail.com. Send that to Twink for her show. She wants it. That's the third song she's asked for tonight. She wants the Duck Hunter joint, too, though. I don't know why.
Yeah. I need you to send him to me to my Twitter, because I got a bunch of DJs up here that I think would really enjoy spinning that track. So,
yeah.
I mean...
It's one of those songs that watch, I'm going to sit back over in K100, I'm gonna be like, I remember when that song got killed on the show, and then everybody in Atlanta going to be playing that song by the end of the next summer. Watch what happens. Just watch. Anyway, ill. 678-467, ill or kill, Phil?
I'm going to ill that, man. That's a hit, bro. Mr. Pill, salute you. That's a hit for sure, you know what I'm saying? Keep that good R&B music coming, bro, because ain't too much of that anymore, you feel what I'm saying? And, you know, I feel like right now, you know, I can listen to a whole album, you know, just off that one song. So, yeah, keep it popping like that. It's pure salute.
Absolutely. Last one, we're moving on. 267-825. It'll kill, homie.
Yo, I'm feeling that, man. That sound like some old Jagged Edge.
That's what? Jagged Edge. That's what it reminds you of. It is Jagged Edge. That is Jagged Edge, yeah.
It's like Jagged Edge.
Yeah, it could be Jagged Edge. You're right about that. Ew. All right. All right, man, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. 347-934-0966. Let's move right along, man. Next up, Mike Ball's checking in. Mike Ball's checking in. After that, we got BSC. BSC on the line. BSC with the, I got to go back up to top the name. Oh, yeah, rundown. But first up, we got Mike Ball's. Let's see what the homie's talking about. Name of this joint is called Time for You and Me. Time for You and Me. Let's see what the homie's talking about. I've heard his flow. He's got a nice flow, but I never heard his song. So let's see what the people think. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Blizzard, my follow back. Unless you got, like, one of them little eggs as your fucking picture. I think you're a spammer, and it's nothing. That's not going to happen. Get a picture. Other than that, and check out ChainsEntertainment.com. Mike Bars, time for you and me.
Bars. Bitch, I'm raw. Folks fall out cause they can't stand me. The picture you depicted is something you can't fathom. Alone in this Facebook image, you can't tag him. You fly? You better prepare for a crash landing. Please, sir, put in your clip cause I pack candy. And everybody pimping, I guess I'm a backhander. Grab Mike's kung fu grip when I kick faster. Whether I may win means I'm a Pac-Man. I don't think you recognize the name, no. If it ain't hip-hop, what the hell you came for? You only live one time, that's what they say. Your life's a bitch, I'ma get good head until her brains blow. Damn it, I be gone until November. Graduated early, boy, you missed the whole semester. Your girl love the way that I school, impressive. No class, cause the chick get nutty with the professor. Yeah.
There'll be a time for you.
When I enter in the dragon, Bruce Lee bad, lyrical ninja assassin. Third degree black belt bar spinning past that. I eat beats and throw up hits and shit classics. L, nasty flow, cat tactics. Mission is to get to the green like St. Patrick. Haven't even reached my peak to wreak havoc, but still seek those that preach and speak tragic. If life's a gamble, I'm all in. They take a leap of faith, I'd rather just fall in. I got so many haters that's hoping I don't win, but I'm familiar with them deadly sins of Shaolin. My God, spiritual, rap can't lyrical. Speak like a prophet, thought so biblical. Hip-hop, holy water flow, poet into you. Faith and belief through prayer is what I'm living through. Yeah.
There'll be a time for you.
Damn it, my flow so ratchet. Killing instrumentalists, then I parry the hatchet. Whack rappers, you about to witness a tragedy. Flow so macho, man, I'm such a savage. Off the turnbuckle, bow to your chest cane. Crack air bone in your body like an S game. Now they coming at a king like a chess game. Too many pawns make it hard to holler checkmate. Since I'm a dream of the image, I see it vividly perceived from this road that I've taken all of my energy. Okay. But still see the growth and the levels that I am finna reach. I'm orchestrating the symphony with my similes. Whoa. I don't think I'm ready for that rude boy. I beat dog treating that rapper like a true story. I'm such a jerk, no relation to your new boys. They call me Mike Bars, I thought you knew, boy. Damn.
There'll be a time for you.
I'm convinced at this particular point why he decided to name himself Mike Bars. Anybody kills that will have to explain themselves. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to this show. I normally don't say that, but when a nigga come over here and just murk the fucking mic like that, nigga, you gonna explain your motherfucking self if you kill the record. That's all the end of it. I don't wanna hear another fucking other shit. Just tell me why you killed it. Alright? Anyway, welcome to the show. Obviously, I liked it, but it doesn't matter what Blizzard thinks, now does it? I liked it to duck on the joint and see what happens. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. We started at the top because we started at the bottom this time. 267-825. Illa Kill, homie.
Yeah, that right there is flames right there, man. He killed that. I get it.
All right. Mr. Pills, Illa Kill, homie.
Hey, man, I'm going to ear that at the same time. It's like, damn, you think you listening to T.I. So, you know what I'm talking about? The flow is just riding like fuck, man. Hey, I support. I salute the show. I'm going to ear that one.
Ew. Twink, it was ill, babe.
That's song number, what, 4 or 5? gfplayground@gmail.com. You, that, nice. Nice.
Nice. 706-771, Illa Kill, homie.
Yeah, I definitely got an ear that, and I respect it. I mean, to me, of course, from the old school, Mr. World Famous, it's that real hip-hop. I like that music, the samples. His voice was good, definitely convincing. So that definitely is a good song. I would like to hear that myself. And one last point on that, and if y'all are paying attention for those who was talking about the Duck Boy, see, this song was on the other end for the lyricists that respect that. See what I'm saying? So know the difference between entertainment and lyricism. This brother about the lyricism, the other brother about the entertainment. They're in their own lanes, and I respect that, but I'm ill in that one right there.
Absolutely. 678-751. Big Folk, ill or kill, homie.
Hey, yeah, I'm fucking with that the long way, man. Damn, he just went the fuck in. I'm tweeting you right now, bro. I need you to send me a link or something. So I can, I need it played back, man, for real. Like, hear that shit. That nigga went the fuck in.
I just retweeted a tweet that Mike Barrs tweeted me earlier. His Twitter is at MICBARZ, at Mike Barrs. So you people want to hear that. I can see that going on chainlessentertainment.com in the near future. Probably so. Ill. 703-986, ill or kill. 703-986. 703? Hello? They gone. 305-469, ill or kill, homie.
Man, though, I got an ear lap, man. That boy got some lyrics. Like, that boy floated on that shit. I got an ear lap.
Absolutely. Ill. 903-908. Ruby Candy.
Hey, what's up? Oh, first off, I want to ill that one. And then the last song you just played, I want to ill that one. And I want it for my show, Blizzone.
Okay. Oh, yes. Miss Ruby Candy is on the line. She also has a show, a talk show. All my fellow internet radio hosts are on the line tonight showing love to K100. You guys see? See how big the network goes? Right. So you want the Mike Barrs joint and the Zay Fogg joint?
Yes. Because, I like to keep it sexy, you know what I'm saying? But I take both of them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, tell them how to get to the music. I'm pretty sure they're still listening.
Y'all can send y'all music to candyshopradio@gmail.com. And the candy is spelled K-A-N-D-I.
All right. candyshopradio@gmail.com. K-A-N-D-I. candyshopradio@gmail.com. 850-276, homie. Ill or kill, man?
I'm ill, that homie.
All right. Ill. 317-454, ill or kill?
Yeah. That was pretty dope, man. I like the dude's lyrics. And I like how he was sitting, and then he let the track breathe a little bit. Then mm-hmm. he came back with it. You know what I'm saying? That was good. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats don't know how to put a good song together. You know what I'm saying? But how he did that was cool. You know what I'm saying? He hit you with the lyrics and then gave you ear rest and then came back with it. So that was good. So I'm definitely going to ill that.
All right, another ill. Is Face on the line yet? Face.
What up? My bad. I had the phone on mute.
Okay. You want to hear the last song of this song?
Definitely ill in that. And the last one, too. I heard you could get.
I was like, I know Faze is on the damn line. What is she doing?
He's laugh, so I mute them out.
All right. Like the Mike Barrs joint, right?
Yes, definitely.
All right. That's what's up. Michigan girl, ill or kill?
What's up? Definitely ill, and I was loving the flow. He killed it, so it gets an ill.
All right. This is the third all the way across the board ill of the night, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. 804-307, you want to vote? Ill or kill? Hello? Maybe not. Mike Barrs.
Yo.
Well, homie, congratulations, man. Of course, that was the first time that I heard that particular joint. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I tell the people real quick, I just actually met this dude. He came the first time I met him. I recorded him spitting some bars for a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours for a feature. And he came over here and recorded it at my spot. And that was the first time meeting him, you know what I'm saying? And so I felt like, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, dude got some nice flow, whatever. But this is my first time hearing one of his songs. And, homie, you murked that shit. So, you know what I mean? Straight up, big up on the flow, man. The flow is bananas, dog. I fuck with it. I heard your flow on that one, but, you know, that was a different kind of song. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But
right.
This right here, I feel like, yeah, now I can understand. I see now you really got a lethal flow with you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, homie. Welcome to the Subway, you dig?
Yes, sir. Appreciate the love to everybody, too, man. Like, straight up.
Absolutely. Hit me up on Twitter real quick because people are asking about you. They want to get the music.
Oh, yeah. The Twitter is Mike Barz. That's MikeBarz. So y'all hit me up on there and we'll just connect the network from Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I shoot you links, blog sites, whatever. Let's work. Let's do it.
All right, homie. Congratulations. Let's go to the next one.
Thanks, homie.
For sure. Welcome, everybody, to Illa Kill. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the short. To the show. Show. It's been a long night. We can tell we're coming up to the end. BS. BSC. All right. Mr. Pills, homie. Hold on real quick. Let me tell Mr. Pills something. Hey, Mr. Pills.
Yes, sir.
You don't got to go through Illa Kill no more, bro. You already been through Illa Kill. Do you just want to get a song
on? Oh, no, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. You already want to. You don't have
to. I got to go on through another one, brother.
Right.
About a month.
I want to say 60 days, you know what I'm saying? But you call the show a lot. I may bend the rules for you a little bit, but for the most part, you already got the one, so let me play that for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But your new submission don't have to go through Illa Kill. Once you get ill, you get ill as an artist. Then you can send me music. You feel me? Now, at that point, I'll tell you, well, I don't think this is as good as the other song or it's better than the other, whatever. And I'll be like, you know, if it's like totally different and like not even in the same spectrum of the other one, I'm going to be like, yo, what the fuck are you sending me? You know what I'm saying? Send me something else. But yeah, but let me play that one.
Already.
Yeah, you just got to add it. So all right.
For sure.
I just said that because Mr. Pills, he's got my number, so he texted me as I'm doing the show. By the way, Mr. Pills, I got a gunshot in for that. I got three computers running at one time to do this damn show, people. Next up, BSC. The name of the joint is called Rundown. 347-934-0966. This has been a very great episode of K100 Internet Radio. I don't know. By the time we vote on this one, it might be the end of it. You know what I'm saying? If you are an artist and you did send me music and you got an email from me today and I haven't talked to you and you haven't checked in, by all means, let me know. All right? But this right here, this is the Rundown. This is BSC 305. I think they're coming out of Miami. Matter of fact, I think they're coming out of Dade. You know what I'm saying? So let's see what's popping with them. I think so. We'll find out ice when they get on the line. But let's go ahead and vote on the music, man. This is the Rundown. This is BSC. Illa Kill.
Tried to be the nice guy. Niggas wouldn't let me be. I hear you, nigga. Yeah. Let's get out.
Man, I just kicked them bitches out. He moved them bitches in. It ain't no beef, he ain't my foe. But he damn sure ain't my fucking friend. Cutthroat, that's how the game is. Ride around with my main bitch in that SS or that Jaguar or that blue coupe with them dark tints. Louie in the kitchen, he fucking with them beakers. Before his daddy died, that's all he used to teach him. Then I came back on some more shit. Drop bodies, get ghost shit. Let my niggas go. I work shit like I'm Moses. Niggas goons till they get caught. Lost Quinn Quinn on March 4th. Ain't seen two since he went to court. And that red flag what I ride for. Where I'm from, we got a fight to eat. Outside, not Belfie. Brown sword, 7-5. Free my nigga VC. Got fucked up with that pistol charge. That's why I walk around a little pissed off. Sneak this and little chat, huh? That's the proper way to get knocked off. Ducked off with my main bitch. Talk with her bad ass. She skinny nine, it's all good. I'ma fuck her till she get a fat ass. Got good weed on good weed. Rats on I hustle hard, stir the pack, bring it home and she count that. All these goons around me, feel like I can't be touched. All that ice in my crib, bitch, I think I'm King Tut. Smart nigga with a street dream, God know I ain't living right. Sent me back with a second chance, might just do this shit twice. Nigga shot at me, so I shot back. Baby nine in my backpack, granddaddy named AK, he'll push your fucking tape back. Bitch, need I say more? Boss.
Reporting live from Brown Sub, this the motherfucking trenches. You know the motto, get money and fuck bitches. Boss, this ain't my name, it's my lifestyle, is you stupid bitch? Play and get your ass plugged, cause my little niggas on that stupid shit. Hit the club and I make a scene, all these hoes wanna fuck with me. And all these fuck niggas watching me, fuck boy, you know better. When this stick hit your ass, Ride of Trauma can't even help you. Yeah, nigga, you heard right, Ride of Trauma can't even help you.
boss, nigga, we make boss moves. Keep one in the head, all we do is shoot. Got a bad bitch, all we do is fuck. You pump faking, all you do is slush. Smoked out on that good, good. We them boys in the hood. We know who in the cap by the handshake. Real niggas ain't no fakes. Fast life ain't no breaks. My nigga spent 50K on his last case. Damn right, he beat that. And they coming home, run till that. Hell yeah, we back at it. Hell yeah, we stay snapping. Niggas scream, people don't want none. Two sticks, four drums, 100 rounds, each one. Now imagine that outcome. I told Fred and Drake, we got to up the stakes. Told me and the chip, it's time to lock the stakes. Told Jeff and Chubb, we need a Cuban flood. The gang gon' snap, they got me fucked up. Told Cozenberg, I need another bird. Brown sub to the hood, that's my word.
All right, that was them boys. I think they just smashed it. It wasn't even in on hook. They ain't, fuck the hook. Fuck the hook, Blizzard. We just gonna go in for 3 minutes and then be out, bitches. BSC to run down. I got one more I gotta try and squeeze in. My people just hit me. I forgot about it. But they did not call into the show, nor did their representative, which is why it slipped my mind. Obviously, we had a packed show. But I'm still gonna try and get that DZ and Devon joint on before we get up out of here. So we still got enough people on the phone lines after this one. Still, we got 8 minutes left in the show. Let me go ahead and see what's popping. BSC, rundown. I guess they just said, fucking nigga, fuck a hook. We just running it down. I dig that. Doesn't matter what niggas think, though. Let's find out what the people think. Illa Kill. We started at the bottom this time because we started at the top last time. 703, Illa Kill.
I ain't hear the song, man. I just checked back in.
Oh, you just checked back in. All right, stand by. Michigan girl, Illa Kill.
I was feeling I had another call, so I popped out for a second. But what I heard, I was feeling this, so I give it an L.
All right, give it an L. Faith, Illa Kill. Faith, Illa Kill. His face got me on mute again.
I was feeling it. It was
right.
It was kind of hard
after listening to
that Mike Boss, but it was good. So I'm not guilty. All right, ill. 317-454, Illa Kill. That thing was pretty cool, man. It was, I guess that was just a mixtape joint, like dead end, old hook or whatever. Old boy, last dude, on the third verse or whatever, he sound like Rick Ross. I was expecting dude say, what? Nah. But, it was pretty cool, man. I'm going to go ahead and ill that thing.
All right, ill. 850-276. Ill Kill, homie.
Ill that.
They illin' that. Ruby Candy, Ill Kill, baby.
Oh, sorry, you was on mute. I'm going to ill it.
I'm an Illit. What the hell you doing over there?
Well, you know what time it is.
You're right. Uh-huh. Anyway, big folk, homie, Illa Kill.
Yeah, I'm going to go in and ill that one, man. Them niggas went in, too. Everybody
right.
Trying to go with a song with no hook, so I feel it, man.
All right, ill. Mr. World Famous, Illa Kill. Mr. World Famous.
You know, one thing when I listen to lyrics and stuff, my attitude is you said all that to say what? And I was waiting for the punchline. There was a lot of violence there. And I always ask gangster rap artists, well, I shouldn't say gangster, underground rap artists, you know, who you mad at, et cetera, et cetera. So I couldn't follow the song. He was mad. They was mad. But, I mean, he said all that to say what? Then the song just ended. So I didn't get the punchline. So I'm going to have to kill that one because I didn't follow that song. You was mad, obviously, at somebody for some reason, but I don't know what it was. That was all about.
Okay. Kill. First kill. Twink. Illa Kill.
I actually was thinking the same thing that Mr. Is it Mr. Worldwide or International? I'm sorry. I'm really horrible with names.
The World
but
Famous.
But the last caller,
right.
Mr. World Famous?
Yes.
Yeah, I done fucked that all up. I do apologize. But I was thinking the same thing he just said. Like, you know, really, why did you just do this whole song? I didn't understand. I didn't like it.
Okay. Kill. 678-467,
Illa Kill. I'm a ill.
All right, ill. Mr. Pill says ill. 267-825, Illa Kill.
I'm a ill there right there. I like how they went in old school Southern. They just went in.
He just went in, all right. And, of course, last but not least, when I know who number it is, I try to save them for last when to get their critique. BSC, homie. Illa Kill.
Yo,
What up, dude?
What you do?
Don't be
talking.
Yo, Blizzard. Yeah, what up, though? I know you're giving yourself an ill.
Oh, nah, listen. I'm gonna be perfectly honest. I'm feeling what World Famous saying, but the whole concept behind that song was we was dealing with some issues in the hood, and it was like a rundown phase of niggas popping their little shots, you know, with their subliminal messages, other artists. So we gave a rundown, but you got the No Games track as well. No Games is the part two to Rundown. We shot the video to both of them. Rundown is the intro to No Games. It's actually a mixtape track, but it's the intro to it. The whole purpose behind it was we running down on niggas and we taking niggas' plate and we ain't playing no more. That was the whole purpose for that whole Rundown track. And anybody who's from Miami, they know Miami is crabs in a bucket. You take what you want. You can't sit around with your hand out. You can't sit around with your head hung low. You got to get on your feet. You got to run and go get it.
All right. Well, it got ill anyway, homie. So you know, no need to shoot up K100.
No. Hey, salute, Blizzard. Salute, homie.
Oh man. All right, man. Congratulations, man. We got one more to do, man. Stand by and vote for this last one for me. All right.
All right.
All right, man. 347-934. Shouts out to BSC. That joint got ill. I'm going to do one last one. Everybody on the phone line, do not hang up. I got one last one I got to squeeze in. You feel me? I told the people they're going to get this joint voted on tonight, so let's see if we can get them in rotation over here. The name of this joint is called Like the Way You Move. These guys are from the Bahamas, all right? They're from the Bahamas. R&B, and this is, I know it's R&B, but I didn't know if I was going to get a chance to squeeze it. I didn't really forget about them. Well, kind of, yeah, I did, because you know how it is when people are already on the lines and it's filled up. But the name of this joint is called I Like the Way You Move. This is Deezy and Devon. Hold on, let me find this song real quick. And I want you guys, please don't hang up. I need for you guys to really vote on this one too, all right? Deezy and Devon. I Like the Way You Move, all right? So, Illa Kill, this is the last one tonight. If you're on the phone lines, and then vote on this song. If you're listening to me on the internet, I only got about 90 seconds, so this song is still going to be playing when we shut up on the internet. So you need to call in the 347-934-0966 so you can continue to the show, especially if you want to vote on the song. Hit the phone lines, 347-934-0966, because by the time the song ends, then you'll be stopped. You won't be able to call into the switchboard, all right? So, last one of the night, this joint is called Deezy and Devon. They're representing the Bahamas. Let's see what's popping with them. Illa Kill.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah, man.
Look at that fine chick over there on the dance floor.
Woo.
Man, look at the way she moves,
man. She's right.
I'm going to go holler at her.
No, man, but I'm headed over here for this one. You think I can get her, man?
Give it a shot, bro.
Man, I'm headed over there right now.
You're across the room, sex girl, and you're all alone. I'll take you home.
I'm
bounce and dip. Let me see you move them hips. Up and down, round and round. Let me see you get on down. Love to see you walk away. Love to see that booty sway. Girl, I like the way you move. Baby, I'm so into you.
That does sound like something you hear when you want. You ever been on a cruise? You ever been on a cruise on a cruise ship? Yeah, that's where you're going to hear that. Oh, I will say, I will call out the number, but at this particular point, if you ain't on the phone lines, it's done dial. So this will be the last one of the night. Hope if I got somebody else that's hitting me up on Facebook about getting their song played, but I know I pretty much specifically clearly said call into the show, and they didn't. So if you don't want to hang around, if you guys want to hang around, if you guys say you want to hang around for one more, I'll try and get it voted on. If not, then I have to wait till next week because I'm like 100% positive I said call it. So let's see what's popping. See what everybody thinks about DZ and Devron. We'll start at the top this time. 267, Illa Kill, homie.
Yeah, that joint's flames. I like it there. That's like some real smooth Caribbean stuff.
Yeah, that's it's from the Bahamas. Let's see what the people think about it. Let's see how far they can get. 678-467 Pills. Illa Kill.
Oh, yeah. You got to ear that one. It's just mandatory to ear that, man. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you get good music from over the Caribbean, it's always a plus. You feel me?
All right. Ill. 410. Twink. Illa Kill.
I like that one, too. Send it my way. I'm over here still dancing to the damn song in my head.
Ooh, your body. I feel like I wanted to go fucking take a carnival cruise when I heard that shit. Ew.
It is a good song.
Carnival. What's the one that, not the one that sunk over there. What was that, Royal Caribbean? Yeah, fuck them. I think that was them. It wasn't Carnival, though. Somebody else. Anyway, Mr. World Famous, brother. Illa Kill.
Yeah, that's actually, you know, definitely a pop record, which is good. I mean, there's a large audience for that. You're right. That's definitely pop. The song got potential because it's pop, you know, pop. People love dancing and stuff, and it's an easy hook to learn. So I'll give them some props. I'll hear that one. Give them props.
All right. BSC, homie, 305. What Dave kind of think about it? Y'all got a whole bunch of water down that way and cruise ships and shit. What you think about it, homie?
Hey, I'm rocking with that, man. I can really see that on like a Disney film. Like, I can really see them making a lot of paper off that because it's commercial. And it's so clean cut. It's like a dance track, TV track. JCPenney's commercial, like, they could go, yeah, they can make moves with that with the right connection and the right sources.
True that. Ruby Candy, Illa Kill, babe. Hello? Ruby? Ruby?
Oh, crap. He was on mute again. I want that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were busy. What you think, Illa Kill?
I want that. I think I'm gonna do my radio show mixtape. I want that. So send that quick.
All right. She wants that one. Let's see what Faith. Faith.
Yep.
What'd you think? Illa Kill.
I was feeling good. I like it. It was real good. Feel good song.
If you want to take a cruise.
I want to do something. Made me want to drink something with an umbrella in it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I need to listen to that by the pool. I put that.
Hey, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Kick back, you know what I'm saying? Get a massage, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, my bad.
Hey!
Stand by. Michigan girl, Illa Kill, babe.
I give it an ill. I was feeling it.
That's
right. Nice little dance song, party.
All right, ill. 703-986, homie. Ill or kill?
Ill.
Kill?
Ill.
All right, ill. Okay. 850-276, ill or kill?
I'm feeling that.
Well, I got 10 people on the phone line still, about 17 before then. I played that song, and now I'm down to 10. I got one more. I don't know, man. Do I want to try and get this in? I don't know. This guy's been trying to send me this record forever. I tell you what. I'm going to play one more. I know it's past 10 o'clock. You guys have been hanging on and riding out with me forever. Shouts out to everybody that's been on the line, man. 267, Mr. Pills, Twink, Mr. World Famous, Ruby Candy checked in. Hold on. 770-568. Hello?
What's up? Why?
Oh, you down here at the bottom hiding. Laylo, what up, man?
Hey, man, Jack Cruiser, blockheaded to the club, man. What's going on, man? I had to check in, man. I know I'm kind of late, man, but, you know, I got a lot of things going on over here, man.
I feel you. Did you hear that song?
Yeah, I just heard that song. Oh, y'all, yeah, shout out to Jamaica, man. Hey, man, I'm fucking with that. Go on and hear that for me.
All right, give me one more ear then. You snuck up on me down at the bottom. I ain't see you down there. What's going on, man? What y'all doing at the club tonight? Where y'all at, man? What club
you going? Man, you know, we down at Club Rendezvous, man. 4335 Roosevelt Highway, man. It's going down real big. We got $3 drinks all night. And I ain't talking about that watered down shit either. These real drinks. We drinking all night. $3 to get in. You can't beat it, man. Plus, we're going to have the ladies in the building. So, fellas, bring your singles, man.
All right, shouts out to the homie Layla. Man, I might come ride with you, man. I know you've been trying to get me to come out there for a minute, man. I might step out there with you for a hot minute, bro.
Hey, man, the door is always open for you. Your name is already on the guest list.
Absolutely, bro. Appreciate that. I think I'm going to come out there for a little bit, man, and hang with you, homie. I know you've been getting me trying to come up and check that one, so I think tonight is the night.
Yeah, we can talk business, too, while you're there.
All right, homie. Appreciate it. Stand by. I'll hit your phone up.
Yeah.
All right. Well... Again, shouts out. Thanks, Faith. You know what I mean? Shouts out to Laylo. Thanks, Michigan Girl. You feel me? One Way. My homie Nick Fred. Everybody that's been on the line. Y'all been riding with this show for like a solid 2 hours. 2 hours. So if you want to hang up, please just do it like immediately right now. But if you want to listen to one more fucking song of this guy's hit me up on Facebook, even though he didn't call in, he did send the song and he was Facebooking it to death. But I specifically said, nigga, call into the show. I know I said it. I know I said it in the email also, but some people just maybe couldn't call in or whatever, so I'm going to try to get his song voted on, all right? And he can just catch it on the replay, okay? So I got one more song if you guys can hang on with me, and it was a new submission, so I would like to get it in. The name of this joint is by New Breed. The name of this joint is called Regrets, all right? And if I got enough people voting on the end, I only need, it's 10 people, 10 of y'all on the line. I just need y'all 10 to stay right there. I'm going to play 2 minutes and 45 seconds of this song, and then we can vote, and then, okay, For real. We going for real at that. All right. I just had so much music, and then we had a lot of feedback today, so it kind of was just the mood of the show. Plus, they didn't call in. So this is really a favor. Here it is.
Don't miss your plane, cause you gon' be in peace. Just my thesis.
should have held me down, but instead you held me up, so no Chris Brown, I'm breathing. Brain say freeze, but my heart is on sneezing. But I'ma eat it up like Little Caesars. From self-destruct, get confusing like the season. Now I'm gone, moving on like a leaf spread. Time on Pacific while hers on Eastern. Get with it, baby, put the stars that I am reaching. Get it on, but no time, listen, I am peeking. Put that villain in the chain on freezing. At first was hurt for thinking, now I'm cheesing. Put that butter in the bread, baby, I'm leaving.
I still love you, baby. You don't even notice me. Tell me why you cry every time I leave. But now I'm gone.
Cut it. He was right at 3 minutes. I didn't have to cut it off. He cut it off right at radio ready. Right at radio ready. All right. Not bad, New Breed. All right. I see why he was trying to get me to go ahead and get his shit, so he ready to go ahead and try and get his shot at rotation. It's not a bad record. You know what I'm saying? Kind of Drake-ish. Kind of Drake-ish, though. But let's find out what... Yeah, Drake-ish. It's a thing now. I made it up myself. Fuck you. We'll start at the bottom. 850-276, Illa Kill, homie.
I'm feeling it. I feel like I need a little something else with it, but I'm feeling it, though. I'm illing it, though.
All right, ill. 703-986, Illa Kill. All
right,
Illa.
Yeah,
all right, he's giving it to ill. Shoot the ladies think. Michigan girl, Illa Kill, babe.
It definitely did have a Drake feel to it, but I was still feeling it, so I'm going to give it an L.
All right, L. Bass, Illa Kill, babe.
Yeah, I definitely was feeling it. I wish he would clean it up a little bit, but it was straight. I'm going to ill it.
Cleaning up, you mean quality-wise?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I feel that. So it could be better quality wise, but it could be a banger if it was like pristinely mixed and mastered.
Right.
So, you
know, clean that up. I can hear it on the radio.
Right, right. All right, Hill. 903-908. Ruby Candy.
Yeah, I liked it. And like you said, it is a little Drake-ish. And she was right. It should be cleaned up just a little bit. And hi, Michigan girl and Miss Twink Twink.
All righty. Hello, how you doing? Stand by. One last one for me, Mr. World Famous. I'm glad you hung on, brother.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I mean, when it comes to singers, I'm a lot more critical because I don't know if he has a unique voice, he had an auto-tune or some kind of strange effect, but singers, I want to hear their voice. So due to the fact that the voice, whether it's a bad mix or whatever, I really couldn't judge him by his voice, which is what I'm judging the talent. That's why I'm killing it. The second thing is it's more of a filler song, in my opinion, opposed to a single. So, I mean, you definitely want to put your best foot forward. So, and my attitude is pick a song you might consider to be your single that you want the world to hear first, you know, opposed to a song that may be classified as a filler. And number two, if you're a singer, get away from the book, get away from the, unless you're doing pop, get away from the effects, get away from them.
All right. He gave it a kill. Let's see. Twink, what you think, Twink?
I'm a illit because I could see me listening to it while I'm, like, lounging and doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But,
all right.
I mean, besides that, it's just, yeah, it sounded nice.
Okay, it sounded
nice.
Wasn't
nothing to be excited about.
Right. But you did give it an ill, though, so, okay. Ill. Mr. Pills, homie, ill or kill?
I'm a definitely ill, but, you know what I'm saying, you know, if Drake, you know, come at him, it's gonna be some, you know, some real beef, you know, because you got him and Drake down and just like, and it's just gonna be a whole, they gonna bump heads. It's just how it's gonna be, you know what I'm saying? And Drake ain't gonna be having that, and you already know how that gonna go down. So,
yeah,
be ready for the battle. But it's a good song though. But shit, if I was, you know, if I had to give some kind of advice, I'd be like, bro, you got to really change it up, you know what I'm saying? Because Drake is Drake. You know, everybody's already saying you sound like Drake, so that's going to be a problem in the industry, for sure.
Yeah, true that, but
good
giving
song,
it a deal. Yeah, it's a good song.
Song.
I mean, it's just that it's one of them things. But then again, we hear good. I mean, all right, real quick. You saying that, but then again, it's been a couple of songs. It's a lot of songs that we hear in the club that sound like a thousand other niggas, and we know that we don't hold them to the same standard. Why not?
Yeah. Well, because, you know what I'm saying? That's that type of song that right there, that's it's like he's pushing for a Grammy type of song, a club song. That's not even, you know, in the same category as what's going on. You know, everybody say that this person sound like that person, but at the end of the day, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, we're talking about Drake, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is selling records, like, out of control. And everybody wants, if he do, you know, end up becoming successful, it more than likely will be a problem, you know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, because half of, like I said, half of the people that do something like far as, you know, club-wise or, you know, something like, they're not selling records, you feel me?
So, that's true, too. That's yeah, there is one single and they done. All right.
Yeah.
You got a point. Let's call. Last one. 267, homie. Thanks for hanging on this late with me, man. 20 minutes over the time limit, man. Ill or kill?
I'm going to ill that joint. It need to be tweaked a little bit. It do sound like Drake, but I'm going to ill that joint.
All right. Ill. Well, that's the end of the show, man. We went an hour. We went 20 minutes over into the hour. So, you know, all of this part, you do hear all of these on the podcast and the replays. You just don't hear them live over the internet. The show stops streaming live at 10 o'clock, pretty much 10:05, somewhere around there. Blog Talk going to shut off the feed over the internet. But all of these feedback and responses, you can hear all of these on the podcast. That's in iTunes. And you can also hear them on the playback when you hear the playback, you know, from the Blog Talk site or from ChainlessEntertainment.com. You feel me? So it still is the same thing, same votes. That was a 10 vote. That was a 9-1 right there. So shouts out to New Breed. All right, those guys got ills. Let me make sure I write that down. All right, they got ills. You know what I mean? So tonight, man, congratulations, man, again to Life Raw, Chop, New Breed, Zay Fogg, who else? BSE, Mike Bars, you know what I'm saying? All these people got ill, man. And you know, to everybody who got killed, the people who didn't make it, let's see, that was like Duck Hunter and Fresh. You know what I'm saying? Those people that didn't make it, man, send me some more music, you know what I'm saying? SGH, you know what I'm saying? Get the game together, man. Get your recording game up, man, and send me some more music, man. Again, thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. I really appreciate everybody who hung on this long, man. A lot of you guys hung on from like at least a solid 2 hours with me tonight, man. I really appreciate that. It really means a lot to me. It means a lot to the artists more than you know, man, to get that feedback from these people all over. And it also gives the show credence, you know what I'm saying? Especially having people on here from other shows and people who are on the grind, you know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate you guys calling into the show and the consumers too, though, because y'all are the ones they trying to really impress. Y'all are the ones they got to really convince. They got to convince us to open the door, but then they got to convince y'all to buy it, you know what I'm saying? So shouts out to you guys. I really appreciate it. K100 Internet Radio. Again, ChainlessEntertainment.com. Everything you need to know about this movement, me, everything, you can find in one location. All right? You can even listen to replays of the show there and everything and get acquainted with some of the new artists that we got put into rotation on K100 Radio. Watch videos. You can watch me jump out of a plane at 14,000 feet. I went skydiving, man. I went skydiving this past. Yeah, I jumped out of a plane. How about that shit? I jumped out of a plane at 14,000 feet, and I got a video of it. Made a nice little video of it. Me and Michigan girl did. You know, Michigan girl jumped out of a fucking plane with me. Hey, Michigan girl.
What's up?
Sad, man. They scared, man. They ain't about that life, shawty. They ain't ready to jump out no plane like we did. You ready to jump out of plane?
They ain't ready.
Me and Michigan girl jumped out of plane together. Shouts out to everybody, man. We finna get ready to roll up out of here, man. But go to the site, man. ChainlessEntertainment.com. Check it out, man. Look at everything in the site. Get acquainted with the affiliates on the site, man. You know, you get discounts for going through us and all kind of stuff like that. Just tell them we sent ya. All right? Follow us on Twitter at K100 Internet Radio, man. We out of here, man. Welcome everybody to the subway, and this was Ill or Kill.